This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Why do shipwrecks fascinate us? For poet Cindy Hunter Morgan, that fascination led to a poetry collection, Harborless. With each poem, she deep dives into another Great Lakes shipwreck. Most are real, a few imaginary, and each is seen through a unique perspective.
Omar D. Conger, 1922, Black River. And as a note to this poem, there's an epigraph that appears in the book. I'll read that. The Omar D. Conger was docked in Port Huron, Michigan, when a boiler exploded. The ship was blown to pieces. A 200-pound radiator plummeted into the Falk undertaking parlors during a funeral service. That's the epigraph. Here's the poem. Some said the radiator was a message from God, which caused more than a few arguments. Even among those who believed in a radiant God capable of flinging a heater through a funeral parlor, there were some who said the coming of the radiator was an expression of God's solidarity with those who grieved, and some who said the coming was the beginning of an 11th plague. Whether it was wrath or sympathy, darkness or radiance, hardly made sense to others who claimed it was only coincidence. But even some who favored coincidence came to feel differently about the word. They heard only coincide, which they mouthed silently to themselves, slipping in occasional variations, homicide, suicide, genocide, so many sides. For them, the lexicon had changed. A word was redefined by tragedy, and in certain families in Port Huron, some smoldering remnant of that day lives in the language of those who survived the survivors. For them, every coincidence is a kind of death.
So why do you think we are so fascinated with shipwrecks?
In some ways, we're always, or at least often, fascinated by tragedy. And I think that there's something even more mysterious about tragedy in the lakes, tragedy in deep water, because what sinks, what settles, what drowns almost rests in another realm. You know, it's different than a car accident that has its horrors, but then gets cleaned up. It's part of this sort of earth, part of this land, part of our territory. It's where we tread. But when a ship sinks, it heads elsewhere into the unknowable deep, and I think there's great mystery there.
So is there a shipwreck out of all of these that you looked into? Is there one that haunts you the most?
Well, many of them do, and really they all do. But the Puabic, there's a lot of imagery associated with the Puabic. When I think about the Puabic, I think about the catalog of items, the things that were found when divers finally found the wreck. That went down in 1865. For a long time, they couldn't find it. When they did, divers swam from room to room, and there had been many passengers on that boat when it went down, and divers found whole scenes, preserved scenes. So in one space, there was a table. There were people still sitting around the table.
Wow.
And then on the table, there were cards, playing cards, spread, distributed on the table. These people were in the middle of playing a card game when the ship went down, and the cards are still there. There were still coins in the pockets of men's trousers. There were guns from the Civil War, revolvers. So the stuff of life in 1865 went down with that boat and was preserved in that cold water, which is fascinating.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. With Harborless due out in March, I asked Morgan about her next poetry project.
I'm working on a new project. This one involves history of my grandmother, who I mentioned went to Michigan Agricultural College in the 1920s. After college, she worked for the Michigan Tuberculosis Association. And she traveled throughout the state, throughout the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, driving around on bad roads in her father's Model A, talking to groups of people, primarily school children, but also groups of adults, about healthy ways of living. Now, the odd thing was that she was sort of given this character to inhabit. The Tuberculosis Association had given her a costume and a name. She was Princess Watassa. And so when she appeared before groups, she was in character. She was plain Indian. And this was in the late 20s. And there's some complicated history associated with that. And I'm exploring that complicated history. So again, there will be elements of historical accuracy and then a lot of imagination. And what's really fascinating is I was telling a friend of mine about this project. And he said, well, you might like this to read this essay I wrote. So he sent me a PDF of the essay. And the essay, it's a wonderful essay. And he was writing about a group of Indians on the Mole Lake Reservation in Wisconsin. And he was writing about this notion of sort of plain Indian. At least that figures in this essay. And he thought it would be, I might find something meaningful in it as I am researching things for this project. But as I read it, the shipwrecks keep returning to me because there's an anecdote really central to the essay. In the second half of the 1800s, there's a lot of history with this tribe, with struggles they have had with the U.S. government in claiming territory and so forth. So in the late 1800s, there was this treaty drawn up, and the Indians on Mole Lake Reservation claim that later, when this reservation was allotted to them, that they said, look, you've given us less than a quarter of the reservation that we're due. We're due 12 square miles, and you've given us less than a quarter of that. But they couldn't prove it because there were only two copies of this treaty. And one was sent with a trader who I think, you know, by way of mail, it was supposed to make its way somewhere to Washington, D.C., I think. But it never made it there because the trader either lost it or, you know, destroyed it. It's unclear what happened to that copy. But the other copy was sent with this U.S. agent who was on his way back to D.C. So the agent, there were two maps for this treaty. And one of those maps was on this ship with the agent, and the ship went down in the lake. It's at the bottom of Lake Michigan somewhere. To this day, these Indians in Mole Lake, Wisconsin, can't prove this. There's been some talk about chartering a submarine to go down there and find this lost map. So I'm starting this whole new project, and I can't get away from shipwrecks.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Cindy Hunter Morgan about her new poetry collection, Harborless, which comes out next month. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.